Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. High-quality certified seed from Shirley Farms will make you money. Joe and Ann Shirley have been raising and selling certified wheat seed since 1975, and Joe says this year's wheat seed is the lowest price in several years. He's offering Bentley, Iba, Gallagher, and Ruby Lee from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Certified wheat seed at great prices from Shirley Farms. Call Joe Shirley at 580-748-0900 or 580-748-0901 or check their website at shirleyfarms.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Cattle markets did bounce back here close to the end, $1.50 off their lows. September 149.07, up 47 cents on the September feeders. October up 17, November and on back were slightly lower, 35 to 50 cents lower. Live cattle were anywhere from 20 to 90 lower here. The October live cattle 107.05 down 50. The cash markets this week, it seems like most of the trade has happened so far at 105. The feedlots are asking 107, but it looks like most of it's going to happen in 104 to 105 area. The feeder cattle index has been rallying. It's 149.46, up 44 cents yesterday. A lot of the sell barns around the country are looking $5 to $7 higher. Box beef at midday for choice was up at buck at 191.41. Select down 95 at 187.87. So remains really low. And it's surprising a lot of people that the feeder cattle have shown the strength that they have, given the box beef market so depressed, and then live cattle cash trade being weak as well. And why are the feeder cattle going up? It's kind of puzzling to a lot of people. There are some people looking to buy the live cattle and sell the feeder cattle as a spread. Now, if you look out there in the spring, it's around $29 if you go off the February fats and March feeders. There's some action there. People looking to do that.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The wheat futures market today was under pressure. It was disappointing here. It could not stay positive. Kansas City July closed down 2 cents at $4.89. If you look at the chart here, we've been on a pretty sharp sell-off going back all the way to the first part of July. Now, at the end of August, it did find some strength, and we've been sideways since. But we're at a good discount to the 50-day moving average on July. It's up at 527. So some of the technical guys could say that they feel like it could go back up there to that over $5 level. It's about, 40-something cents away on July 18th. So we're still hopeful. There's a lot of wheat going to be planted, but not very much planted with the intentions of harvesting. Most of it's going to be for cattle. So the price could go up if something happens. There's not much wheat, plus we don't have any harvest, not just in Northern Hemisphere, but also in the Southern Hemisphere and then in Europe. Now, corn today was 2 to 3 higher. Beans were the leader here, up about 16 cents. And then cotton futures today were slightly higher, actually, in December. They were lower everywhere else. But we took back everything we gained. And so the last month or so has been a wild ride for cotton futures. It went from 67 up to 75 and now back down to 69 cents, all due to the fact that it looks like we're going to have a over 21 million bale crop, which is really big for cotton.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.